As the United States military attacked targets in Afghanistan, American officials are waging a diplomatic war, trying to obtain greater international cooperation in the campaign against terrorism. Saudi Arabia is central to that effort. More than half the hijackers involved in the September 11th attacks are believed to have been from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has been a strong U.S. ally for more than half a century. U.S. requests for assistance are running up against a regime in the midst of a leadership transition. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The United States and Saudi Arabia have a back-scratching alliance that dates back to the early 1940s. The United States protects the kingdom externally, as during the Persian Gulf War. Saudi Arabia dependably pumps oil for the American market. But in terms of discerning policy and intentions, the U.S. always has had a hard time penetrating the clannish and secretive Saudi regime. Consultant David Long is a former Foreign Service officer and author of a book entitled U.S. and Saudi Arabia, Ambivalent Allies. He describes U.S. analysis of the Saudi government as educated guesswork.
We know something about them, and we know basically how they work. But it's also a society that is more person-oriented than problem-oriented. And when you have personalities, you have a different calculus every time you change a personality. So it's kind of tough to try to follow their lines of thought, where they're going, where they're coming from.
The Saudi regime is undergoing a change in personalities now. 80-year-old King Fahad is very ill, but still nominally in power. The day-to-day running of the kingdom has devolved to 78-year-old Crown Prince Abdullah, who reportedly has several other prominent Saudi princes sniping at him. Abdullah is very different from the king. Nawaf Abaid is a Saudi who analyzes the oil industry and regime politics. He says King Fahad was much more appeasing.
He was much more appeasing towards U.S. demands, and above all, he was much more easygoing and always wanted to throw the weight of Saudi Arabia around behind the scenes and not make it a major issue. But the Crown Prince has a very different style, and he's actually very much on scene, and he basically wants to make statements and wants to take positions that he thinks are very important and that he has very close at heart.
Saudi and Western analysts say the basic foreign policies of the kingdom have not changed. But Saudi analysts say Crown Prince Abdullah is more attuned than the king to public discontent over the kingdom's alliance with the United States. The U.S. not only is dealing with a new personality at the top, but also at the Saudi intelligence service. Prince Turki, who led the intelligence service during the past quarter century, resigned just days before the attacks on the United States. Writer and consultant on Persian Gulf affairs Simon Henderson says the prince apparently became the fall guy for the kingdom's previous support of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. Saudi Arabia has now withdrawn recognition of the Taliban because of its support for accused terrorist Osama bin Laden. Henderson says the timing couldn't have been worse.
We now have a situation, of course, where the new man, a comparatively unknown man called Prince Nawaf, is now in charge of the Saudi intelligence service, and frankly, he knows little about running an intelligence service, and some people would suggest it's a cruel farce that just at the time when we need good relationships based on long-standing understandings, the personnel have changed and we're left almost at a complete loss.
Saudi analyst Nawaf Obaid is less pessimistic. He says the Saudi intelligence service will continue to cooperate with the U.S., with many of the same experienced officers in place.
I guess the closeness of the relationship have obviously been set back because you have to build a new rapport with them. But to the extent that there's a breakdown in communication so far, not at all. Not at all.
But there's no doubting the friction that has arisen between Washington and the Saudi capital. Saudi analyst Nawaf Obaid says that was demonstrated last week when Crown Prince Abdullah called a meeting of prominent Saudis. In the meeting, Abdullah reportedly expressed outrage at criticism of Saudi cooperation expressed in the American media and by some U.S. politicians. The Saudi analyst says Riyadh feels it has helped the U.S. in very important ways and views criticism of that effort as an insult. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.